welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show after a fashion. I mean, literally a fashion. And I'll tell you, tonight was getting this on the air was like, hello, can we do this tonight? Can we actually do this? You know, what happens is that we have Sony computers here, the latest computers from Sony, the BIOS. I mean, brand new ones. There's two of them right here. And one for references when I'm doing a show. And then we got the Vista program, which is spyware. And so I have to shut off my automatic updates, which I didn't do. So then what happens is Microsoft sends these updates and completely wipes out everything on my computer. I mean, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. And that's why I apologize, not for me, but for Microsoft, because they're absolutely taking off doing bad things to our show here. They took away about 15 minutes of my show, but we have it fixed. I had to have the computer guy over here, Ryan, you know, a few times, and it just gets out of control. So tonight we're going to be talking to, I'm just getting everything lined up here, we're going to be talking to Steve Barish, who had a show, by the way, last Saturday, who just came back from, take a train all the way from California and back to Rochester, New York. So I know when I say the name Steve Barish, you know, people start getting crazy. I mean, they really do. Yeah. Yeah, Steve Barish. Are you there, Steve?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, the audience went crazy. I have a captive audience out here in my living room. They're all in chains and handcuffs, but... that's how it goes here. You come into my show, you get you have to come through security, and then you have to put on handcuffs and ball and chain, you know, because
you bet.
I can be very offensive. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
Of course, I've got a bottle of Shaoozi. We never do a
wow.
show without Shaoozi. Did you have Shaoozi while you were around here?
Oh, my God. I love that stuff. I love it.
Yeah, that really puts your Shao in the Wootsie, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it's cool stuff.
Really cool stuff.
Yeah, so I want you to know that that I'm drinking some. I haven't actually had any yet, but I'm about to have some to put me in the mood.
I had some earlier today, so I'm all set.
Yeah.
Really good stuff.
Congratulations on hooking a customer up to a nuclear receptor today. Now, watch
how
thank you. I'm gonna do Shaoozi. I want everybody to see this stuff. We sell a lot of this now. And that's all I got left. By the way, notice the low level here. Look at that. I'm out. And this is it. I don't have any more because everybody's buying my Shaoozi, and I can't have any more.
I got
so
four bottles.
Do you have a good seminar?
Oh, God. It was absolutely wonderful, Fred. What a summer seminar. It was fabulous, just fabulous.
I had a good time with it.
Oh, man, it was crazy. It was really wonderful.
Let's go right to the fun part. When I came down on Sunday,
yeah,
the last day it started on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, people came from all over the world to this seminar. You don't come to a Dr. Bell seminar, you really miss out. And that's it's because my seminars aren't really about me. We had Randy Masters, we had Steve Barish. Everybody did a lot of magic. I was probably the most boring thing there, but everybody
I don't think so, buddy. We had some good work with you. You were just absolutely incredible.
Well, I don't know. I felt okay, but, you know, I felt you guys were better. And just got to understand, I walk in on Sunday. My lecture time is Friday and Saturday, and then I come in on Sunday, and I consult one-on-one with the people to go over what we went through on Friday and Saturday, my speaking times, and
mm-hmm.
I walk in on Sunday, and there's Steve Barish. He's got everybody arranged in a pyramid. He's got projectors up on stands. I mean, one of those, you know, tripods. He's got everybody focused. Some people are invisible, and other people are floating. A couple of people are floating off the ground. You know, that was
a little
weird walking in and seeing people hovering in midair.
Well, it was incredible.
What are you doing to those? They didn't seem to mind it, but, I mean, I had never seen anything like that before in one of my seminars.
What we did was put three pillars of pure white light from heaven in the room. Yeah. And we had 20 people on one section, 20 people on another, 20 on another. And as they were holding their hands in the light, what happened was, is light has a lot of consciousness, and
right.
they were feeding...
Light is photons, and now in quantum physics, we know that light is manifesting on several different planes simultaneously, and when you say it has consciousness, what you're really saying is it's quantumly entangled to other people that manifest the same photon ability. In other words, it's like a telephone.
It's an odd telephone
that everybody that's on that line, remember the old days of the, you know, you had a party line, you pick up the phone and you didn't just dial somebody, you had to get the operator, and or you were on a party line, you have to have the operator, and three or four people be on the phone, you have to wait till they get off.
Oh, it was incredible, yeah.
Remember those days?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's what we're talking about here. It's a party line.
It's
a good party line, you know?
Yeah. Oh, it was incredible, Fred. We actually got a vortex up in the room within 15 minutes. It was 5 miles high and 6 miles wide.
Yeah,
and,
I felt that.
Yeah,
I felt
it was
there up at my house, which is about 5 miles away.
Yeah, it was absolutely incredible, and it didn't take long. We put the projectors. I had a team of people there that were so willing to work with the projectors, and we put them in sacred space. And the projectors were just firing tremendous energy. I mean, the whole room got light. And then I brought down three pillars of light. One was 4 feet in width, and the other were 2 feet in width.
Right.
And they were set in a perfect pyramid shape. And what happened was is that people were putting their hands in the light. Now, the big pyramid, that was the big light was about 4 feet around. And I stood in the center of it, and my face got burnt, and my ears got burnt, and my hands
got burnt.
I
saw that. Where'd you get that sunburn? I thought you were out on the beach earlier.
No, that was really from the light, and other people were feeling it also. They had stood in the light, and their faces were burnt and red. And the tremendous light that was coming down from heaven, the more that they put love into that light, the bigger the light became. So in other words, the ones that were 2 feet were now 4 feet, and the one that was 4 feet was over 8 feet. Because what was happening was, is everybody was feeding the light love, and the light was feeding love back.
Wow.
And it was just absolutely incredible. Jason flipped over it. He actually saw the energy actually growing. And I talked to him today on the phone.
Oh, yeah, what happened with that? Tell me about that.
Yeah, Jason said that, Steve, I've never seen anything like this before in my life. He said, when I put my hands in there and we were all just almost praying, and the light actually enfolded us and got bigger. And so I was telling him that the light that was 4 feet is now 8 feet, and the light that was 2 feet was now 4 feet.
Wow.
It just kept on getting bigger and bigger and bigger and infusing the room with this tremendous light from heaven. And we just had a wonderful time, Fred. It was just, you know, I could have talked, but I was talking as we were working. I was teaching people how to stand in the light, how to breathe through their eyes as they were, you know, focusing. We just had a wonderful time. And by the time we were done, I worked for 5 hours with this. And by the time everybody was done, they were completely, completely grounded, focused. Minds were clear. I mean, people were feeling a lot better. It was wonderful doing that kind of work.
Yeah, I know. I know we saw a lot of projector systems. People seemed to, you know, really get
it. God, yeah. They were really, and then there, I believe there was one woman who bought a gold nuclear receptor.
Yeah, Lady Jill.
Yeah, she was a sweetheart. She invited me over for dinner to her home.
Yeah.
Which was really sweet of her, and, very,
yeah,
very
one of the
sweet
most beautiful
lady.
Homes in Laguna Beach, as you found out.
Well, it was $26 million, and I just
they
I,
like
I
that
was
for a house.
I was Fred. That was absolutely
got that.
Incredible.
Wish for it, and that's how she got it.
Yeah, that just absolutely. She's a perfumer. She
what
makes
do you mean
perfumes.
By that?
She's really, really great at it. Anyhow, I had a wonderful dinner, and she
that's
had one of
your.
You? Pardon me.
She invited you out to her house for an indefinite period.
Yeah, she said, anytime I want to come over, you know, from Rochester, you're welcome to stay here in my house.
Right.
And I said, thank you so much. I mean, she was just so kind. And she had one of your big, I don't know what it is. It looks...
Firestar.
I was at a Firestar, and Rob was there.
Yeah.
And I said, Rob, this is really in the wrong place. It has to be over by the ocean side.
Yeah, I thought that's where they put it. Where was it facing?
It was facing not near the ocean. It was facing away from the ocean. And what I did was I said, this Firestar has got to come down. It has to be faced by the ocean.
It came down on its own. You know, it came crashing down, actually.
Well, whatever happened, evidently it needed to be changed.
Because yeah, I thought they were putting it over there. So for the people out there listening, we're talking about a house in Laguna Beach in Emerald Bay that vertically goes straight up about 250 feet above the ocean with the bottom of the house on the ocean, you know, big planks or cement, you know, pillions to hold it so the waves don't break it down, which they don't. But we're talking one of the most beautiful homes in Laguna Beach.
Oh, God, gorgeous.
$1 million home.
Yeah.
And it has a Firestar in it because people like that can make huge sums of money by using these products because they know how to do it, which this lady was doing, but she had the Firestar backwards. So what happened was it broke. It broke from its tether and was coming down, and that's about the time you came in, right?
Yes. And I said it
listen
really
to you.
Is.
You know what I said? You know, a prophet has no honor in his own land. That's
yeah.
kind of like me because I'm a neighbor of hers.
Right.
I don't have a $26 million house, by the way. I just have a little cheap little house, but I wish I did have that. I got a program for that. Actually, I'm programming for a house down in Temecula now. I'm going to have a big house down there. But the bottom line was she never listened to me. I didn't want to put it where she asked for it to be. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just make the stuff. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Anyhow. Having you come along as a consultant, that's why I don't tell people how to put their projector systems up, because I've seen you hook up projector systems for people and make them happy and healthy and wealthy. I've seen you do it, you know.
Right.
I don't know if we can do it for ourselves. I don't think we can, but we sure as heck can do it for a lot of other people, and that's what
we're
doing anyway.
It was wonderful. And so what she's going to do is put that over by the ocean.
Yeah.
And what that'll do, one of the things it'll do is draw a lot of negative ions in and get rid of the positive ions, which we need to do anyhow.
Yeah.
And I focus it on that other wall. You know how I can project stuff and put something on the wall or change a stone or to the color they need. But anyhow, I put it over on that wall just by my mind, and it increased the energy in the home maybe 100%.
Wow.
So I think she'll really love it over in that wall, and I think it'll create a lot of wonderfulness for her, even though it probably did create something, but I think over against that facing the ocean is really going to do a number for her. I can't believe the opulence. Your home is absolutely...
A very wealthy town. You should move out
here
and make stuff of a couple $100 million.
Well, I'd love to do that, but...
Serious.
Magic
town, you know.
Yeah.
Use those projectors. So you've never actually asked for personal wealth with your system, have you?
No, I've never done that, Fred.
Well, why don't you ask for it? Then you can do more healing. You can hire two or three therapists like Rob Potter and a few others and train them.
Yeah.
And then you can have a little time off.
Boy, that would be nice to do, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never asked for anything for myself, only for my clients that they should be wealthy and healthy and, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, I became a millionaire back, I think my first time I became a millionaire was back about 22 or 23 years old when I had that company after I left NASA.
Right.
Then what happened was I made a lot of money and didn't know what to do with it, so I gave it all away.
Right.
I figured, you know, I didn't need it. You know, I didn't know what it was for. You know, I just liked
right.
to do healings and stuff. And then
right.
after I left the government, you know, of course,
yeah.
and got trained. So then
yeah.
what happened was... I gave it all away, helping people, and I invested in, I made a lot of poor investments in these new age investment companies and all that. I made a lot of bad investments. I really screwed myself around. Then I ended up in a 25,000 square foot house up in Hollywood on Laurel Canyon, 2401 Laurel Canyon. It was Frank Zappa moved in. Frank was an old friend of mine before he left the planet.
Uh-huh.
And I had the largest, I still had a bunch of antiques left from that I inherited from my grandparents and that, and they were gone.
Uh-huh.
So then, hang on, caller. So then what happened was I let all that go, and come down here to Laguna. I was five house payments behind the start of Pyridine, and here we are again, you know, doing well. I got a caller on the line. Hello.
Yes. How you doing, Dr. Fred?
Who's this?
This is Richard. I just got my projector in today. I actually spoke to Steve about a week and a half ago, and he said I should start wearing my receptor when I got it back first.
Yeah, I remember there's a battery charger, you know, for your body.
Well, the problem was the projector came first.
Oh, so you had to put that on. Well, that's okay.
That's cool.
You recharge at some point, you know.
Okay, I think they said about another week and a half until my receptor comes back again.
Oh, good. Where are you calling from, anyway?
Right now, I'm in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Oh yes,
cool.
I remember. Yes.
Fort Smith. Yep. I love it down there.
Yep.
Arkansas, favorite state.
Since I got the projector first, and I haven't had my receptor in about 2 months.
Yeah.
Is it any time I should wear it, not wear it? How often should I wear it?
Ask Steve. He's the man. I just make the stuff.
The projector, you're wearing your projector now, aren't you?
Hey, I got it about 2 o'clock today. I've had it on since.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah. A newbie. You got a newbie.
Great.
Richard, you're a newbie.
Good.
Yeah, that's good. That's cool. I love it when you first get into our stuff. Are you brand new to this stuff or what?
I've had my receptor for about a year and a half. I just sent it in. Mikkel was going to have it gold dipped, and at the same time, I purchased the projector. Projector came back first.
So you're a newbie. Well, that's okay. You've been wearing the receptor, so
yeah.
You're charged up. It's probably good you don't have it right now. Just enjoy the heck out of it. So
absolutely,
tell him what to do.
What I would suggest doing is using it as best as you possibly can. Your mind. What I would suggest doing. Your mind is very clear right now. Anything that you want, you can ask for. So make sure that it's very positive when you ask for it. We've tested the projector at the when we were out in California at the summer seminar, and I actually was telling people under my mind's breath not to put their arm down as Fred was hanging from it, and it actually works. So you need to project whatever you want, and it'll come to you.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you want? Hey, Richard, what do you want, man?
Huh?
What do you want? Why did you buy a projector? What was your motive?
What was my motive?
Yeah.
Basically, I've been on a journey to get off this step of the road and get onto the next. I'd like to go into some sort of healing work.
That's very beautiful.
That's great.
Well, I guarantee you, with that in mind, do you have a star orb?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. And do you have a standalone yet? Do you have a standalone projector?
No, I've had the star orb for some time now, but the last place I lived in, electrical wasn't so hot. It was hard to get hooked up in that place, and this trip to Fort Smith has only been a short one. Now I'm getting ready to head to Nebraska. I do restoration work, so whenever Mother Nature tears it up, somebody's got to put it back together.
What do you mean restoration work? Like damage from hurricanes and stuff, or what?
Yeah, hurricanes, tornadoes, storms. We rebuild it, put it back together.
Wow, that's a heavy job.
Beautiful.
There's a lot of emotion in people get their stuff tore up. There's a lot of sorrow there, you know? A lot of attachment.
A lot of travel.
Yeah, but I'm saying when you're on the job, do you see the people that you're working for? There's a lot of unhappiness and attachment because you're putting their place back together?
Well, I think it's a combination of two things. It was really hard when I went down and worked in Katrina.
Yeah.
I've worked a lot of hailstorms and stuff like that, and sometimes floods in the past. But seeing that brought a tear to your eye. Everybody owned for their whole life was sitting out there right on the curb, and everything was just gone.
Talking about, man.
So that was pretty heavy. I'd prefer to go in and do lighter work. It's not as emotional for the people.
Yeah, no, I mean that's beautiful what you do. That's one of the highest jobs on the planet, you know. That's what I call a Jesus job.
Well,
that's
on the road all the time, one city to the next.
Yeah, as you go through the cities, now that you have the projector,
mm-hmm.
What I recommend, and Steve, you can correct me on this if I'm wrong, is I recommend that you put the projector on each job and grant these people their next step.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense, Steve?
Absolutely.
And they will get it. I mean, Richard, this quantum stuff is so heavy. You haven't read my book because it's not out, the new one, the Inside Track. But I'm working with some of the heaviest physicists on the planet right now. This quantum stuff is so heavy and so workable and so quick. And I'm blown away what these projectors do. And if you take these things out to the job site and just put, you know, the energy out to make it better, forget who it is or what it is, watch what happens. I would take a video recorder with you, you know, you'll be surprised.
That's awesome. I didn't even think about using it in that context. Basically, I just, when I decided to go ahead and order one, I just wanted something that was going to help bring me up in vibration.
Well, yeah, this will, you want to get up in vibration, help somebody else, because you're entangled. This is entanglement, okay?
Okay.
Your energy, your photons, your light body will be, and this is physics, totally theoretical physics, 100% quantifiable. You know, check up Leonard Susskind on the internet, because he's doing lectures on this over at Stanford. He's the one of the highest professors over there. You'll find out when you start, just the thought of you wearing that projector, just the thought of making the person's life whole again, of the place that you're working on, will make it better. You have no idea, but you are going to be in a splendid... I want you to come back on the show in 6 months and tell me what happened.
Okay.
You have no idea. You don't even know what you can do yet, but I do. I know you're going to be amazing out there with what you do.
It's so important to help create peace on the earth and peace within ourselves.
If your house is blowing down, I mean, you're not in a world of hurt, man. We love our little stuff, you know. Maybe you had a bunch of collection of dolls or something. Who cares? If it gets blown away by a hurricane, you got one left, or maybe none. You know, it'd be nice to have a remnant of it. But he can go out there and fix it. He can make it better. He can take these people to the next step. Because he's there, he's entangled with it, he's seeing it, he's feeling it, he feels the people. That's how this thing works. You're blessed to have a projector, believe me.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, you really are.
But I do have a question. So you were saying when I do get the receptor back, I should still predominantly wear the receptor to basically charge myself
up? No, what you're going to do is you might not, if you're going to go out and do what you're talking about now, put that thing on a shelf for 2 or 3 months. You know, I would say 3 months you're going to need it back, and you're going to have to recharge your own self, because it's going to take something out of you to do what you're going to do.
Okay.
So what happens is that is like a battery charger. The receptor is now a battery charger. It doesn't work like it did before. You've gone into quantum energy. You've gone into dark matter. You've gone into energies that you don't even know about. And I'll put that out in my new book, but they'll be working through you. You know, dark matter is 75% of the energy of this universe. Dark matter.
Predominantly wear the projector now?
Yeah. Now,
yes.
What you're doing, get happy with it. Yeah. And then when you want to let it go, take it off, you want to be who you are and recharge as Richard, then take it off and then put the receptor back on and wear it for a few days and just become yourself. Because you're going to produce a massive healing effect with the projector on.
Okay.
Yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Now, do you have to rinse it off every day like you do the receptor?
You don't have to rinse it off ever. Only the receptor. Receptor takes radioactive stuff out of your body. The projector is a holographic quantum entanglement device. Radiation makes it better. You can stick it in a nuclear reactor, it'll work better. The more radioactive it gets, it works better. Because it entangles it back into, you know, a purpose. The receptor is completely different. It doesn't work that way. It's scalar wave technology. You got to keep it clean because it's your little scavenger for your body and it's your battery charger.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay, so then just periodically back to the receptor for a few days and then back up for a little while.
Right. It'll happen. If you don't do this, and believe me, I've got, Mikkel will tell you this, if you don't do it this way, if you completely use the projector and don't use the receptor, what happens is at one point it starts stealing your energy, and you don't want it to do that. The longest that somebody has gone without doing this kind of work is 4 months. So I'd recommend at least once a week, like on a Sunday, you know, when you're not, you got to take a day off, put the receptor on a Sunday, recharge your battery, you know, and then Monday, put the projector back on and go on. You're going to make a big difference on this planet with what you do. You have no idea what you're going to do. And I don't either, but I can tell you it's going to be brilliant.
Okay.
You're the perfect person to understand this because of what you do. This, you know, you talk about divine intervention. There's no better example of what needs to be done is what you're doing. You're rebuilding the broken. You're mending broken hearts, you know, through
there's nothing,
you know,
bigger.
Buildings and whatever. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It makes complete sense.
Yeah.
Didn't take it with that concept right off the bat, but thanks for putting me in that direction.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I'm here for, you know. Well, you got anything to add to that, Steve?
I think he's doing great work. He's a very compassionate person, which makes a big difference. He's going to be great with his work.
Yeah, I'm impressed. You know, it's what's really great is to have the honor of providing the world with these devices to make it better. You know, and then when you have the people to man the devices, which we need, the captain on the helm, that's even better. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just going to be incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, just go out there for 3 or 4 months and call us back.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
Take care.
Thanks, yep. Rich.
Wow.
Huh?
He's doing great work.
Yeah, anybody rebuilt? I mean, if somebody's house burns down, blows away, floods, and you fix it? Hello? You know,
yeah.
The only thing beyond that is like raising the dead.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. That's about the best thing beyond that is raising people out of the graves, because people, you know, like me, like any of us, we love our little domiciles. I don't care if it's a shack on the side of the road or a tent or a palace. You know, we love where we live.
Yep.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's very important to respect that space. And if you don't, you won't have it long.
That's right.
You don't deserve
That's
it.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think somebody else is with us, Fred.
Oh, yeah. Is there another caller?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Fred. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Sandra from up in Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Yeah, I've called a few times before. And,
yeah, I remember Sandra from Cleveland.
And Steve has done some really wonderful healing work on my mother in the last probably, I don't know, year and a half. But
I have a track record now. That's important.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a couple of things that first I wanted to say also, I love your technology. I've had the receptor for over a year. It's been doing wonderful things for me. My health has been getting better and better. I still have a little ways to go, but there's a marked improvement.
We all have a ways to go.
And
I don't care. Jesus Christ has a ways to go. You know what I mean? We all do.
Well, I'm still working at it.
Yeah,
but,
otherwise we wouldn't exist.
And I wanted to ask you about something. I called in and asked questions about a projector before, but I had ordered a projector back, it's about a year ago, and you might recall this, that I had called in because I had gotten a zircon stone, and it turned out it was just the wrong stone, needed to be replaced. I was actually able to manifest a few things that I don't think I could have ever really done on my own at this present rate of evolution without that projector.
You know, quantum entanglement, you know what? Here's the deal. Let me explain something real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You say that you can't do it on your own. It's because there's blockage.
Oh,
there's
I know.
Blockage. There's people out there unconsciously blocking you, and they're blocking each other because these are the kind of people that say, well, this guy's got a lot of money. Boy, I wish I could do that, but I can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or money is bad, or I wish I could do something, but I know it's not going to happen because I'm, you know, the people make up excuses. So all these people out there making up excuses to block off their ability to have money or have anything becomes a blockage for those that don't have those problems.
Mm-hmm.
Projector just cuts right through it. And that's called quantum entanglement because you're not entangled with their ignorance before you had the projector.
Yes.
Then you were part of their entanglement process. But this process allows you to break free. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's how it works.
I've done work as a I'm a Reiki master, and I work as a professional psychic and medium.
So you're a high level sensitive.
And yes, very. And
there you go.
And so I've been able to manifest fairly well on smaller, medium-sized things. Some of the bigger ones have eluded me, and that projector really helped. And if I could give an example, I've been putting a book together, and I've been working with the publishing industry off and on for about 15 years. I did some freelance medical writing in the alternative area in the 90s and worked with medical labs and that kind of thing. But I wanted to do a book, and I just put out there, put the projector on, and I put out there that I would really like to have someone fairly successful at having a book published kind of walk me through the process. And I got to tell you, in Cleveland, try to find somebody like that. And
I've been to Cleveland. And I like the little areas around there, little restaurants out in the woods and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool.
But as far as big business, it's very selective. You kind of forget it, yeah. So out of the blue, about a month later, I got a little pamphlet in the mail about some workshops being done in the area, and some lady who was a New York Times bestseller was offering a workshop on, not on how to write a book, which I didn't need, but actually how to market a book to a publisher and then continue to market it to get top royalties, you know, to just keep selling and selling. And I got to meet her, and she kind of took me under her wing, and the workshop was only $30.
Oh, wow.
It was wonderful. So
fantastic.
That was a perfect example of manifesting. But one of the things I wanted to ask you also, I sent the projector back to have the stone changed out, you know, different stone, different frequency.
Right.
And that was in November. And I've talked to Mikkel a couple of times, you know, about it. But in the last maybe 3-4 months, I've been calling and emailing, and I can't get anybody, and I can't get any responses back. And the problem that I'm in now is...
what happened? Did you get your back or what?
Well, I sent it back to get the stone changed.
Did it get changed and sent back to you or what?
It hasn't come back. I sent it back in November.
We could have fixed that in 5 minutes.
But originally, I ordered it, you know, being a psychic, and I had a kind of a fair warning that there was a problem with my mother, and it was kind of getting to be her time. And that I needed to prepare myself. So that was partly why I ordered the projector last summer originally, you know, because of the financial situation and her health and my health. So my
should have had it back by now.
Well, that's what I was hoping because it's looking.
Let me give you a phone number.
I've got her house, and I could lose the house now, and I could be out on the street, and I was hoping to have some way to kind of turn that around.
Yeah, you have your phone. You have a pencil?
Yes.
949.
357-7061.
Yeah, call Mikkel on that number. That's our private number, and you'll reach her, and let's get this resolved.
Okay. I really appreciate it.
It must have slipped through. We had a high volume of business. It must have slipped through the crack.
Yeah, I saw you.
It should have been done in a week and sent back. I mean, this is a no-brainer, you know.
Well, I saw how you're looking for an office manager and you're shorthanded, so I can understand that, too.
Well, in Southern California, Laguna Beach, you got trust funders, drug addicts, alcoholics. You can't find a real database. We do have a new person we're training. His name is Bijan, and I think he'll work out pretty good, but he's got a ways to go. It takes a year of work here to train someone to understand what we do.
Mm. Oh, I'll bet, yeah.
It does. And we had this other girl, Michaela, that was working here. We trained her, and she was doing great, and all of a sudden she decided to quit on us.
I'll miss her. She was very good.
Yeah, she was great. And then she didn't like traveling. You know, I took her to New York and paid her a lot of money to do a show, and all of a sudden she didn't want to go anymore and just canceled 3 shows. It really threw us off because we really needed her. And I don't know why this person left, but, you know, she was a good attitude and everything, but she did.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I do want to say, like I mentioned, Steve had done some wonderful healing work with my mother, and she ended up with, end of last year, just around the holidays, just a sudden severe health problem, and she went pretty quickly. And I don't think that would have happened if it hadn't been for Steve's help. She would have...
Thank you.
Even the doctors had said it would have been long and one of the most painful deaths a person could have, and it didn't happen that way.
That's good. So, we had a lot of deaths lately, even out here. I mean, it was a time they're cycled when people just leave the planet.
Yes.
We even lost a dear employee named Steve, and he built a lot of the most beautiful Omnions and stuff that we ever had, and he left a couple weeks ago. I met him about 4 years ago. He had terminal cancer, and we thought we had him over it, but he had some other complications, and he didn't stop smoking. But he did last another 4 years, and we loved this guy, and we just lost him, one of our dear employees.
You know, I'd like to say also I'm an astrologer, too, and I do what you could call quantum astrology, but there's a cycle going on. It has to do with Pluto and Capricorn and alignments with Saturn and then fixed star alignments. But we really are coming to kind of a crux type of situation with our evolution. And whenever that happens, people, you know, I'm sure, Dr. Fred and Steve, that people tend to check out kind of in a wave. Because they can't match that frequency, or they're just not meant, they don't want to be here during the shift and the change. So I think that's what's happening.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, we have tremendous energy coming in that's extremely, extremely powerful. And we just need to keep up with that kind of energy, and if we don't, we're going to leave the planet.
Yes. Well, I'll get off the line and let somebody else come on, but thank you so much for your help. And
Well, I'm glad you had a great chat with us. We had a great chat with you.
Yeah, keep inventing, Dr. Fred. These things are great.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Nice lady.
Yeah, we're pretty busy tonight.
Yeah,
it's like
that's
Grand
wonderful.
Central Station when you and I do this show.
You bet. You bet. But it was a great show. Your summer seminar is really fantastic, and I'm looking forward to coming out next year.
But you're coming out to visit again before next year, right?
Well, I was on the phone with Ron. I talked to Ron for about 45 minutes before the show.
Yeah.
And he feels much better.
Oh, good.
He feels better.
Now, we got a show coming up. We got to go up to Mount Shasta in a couple of weeks.
Right.
I might even actually play a concert. I don't know what I'm doing up there. I haven't figured it out yet. But
cool.
We're going to be doing some wild stuff, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, you're really good at what you do, buddy.
I have
you're
fun.
You're really good at what you do. It's been a lot of fun working with you. I'll tell you. We have a lot of fun together, that's for sure.
Yeah.
There's the energy that came in that room afterwards, or even when we were working with the receptor, I mean, people were amazed to see how that really worked.
Yeah, I was a little bit blown away by all of that, you know?
Yeah, it just, it's really incredible. Dr. Fred had some glue, and people were breathing in this glue, and he put the necklace on the people that were breathing, and their arms wouldn't go down. It just cleared them out instantaneously of the glue.
Yeah, it does. It's amazing what that does, you know?
It's just fantastic, and I, you know, people were so interested in the necklace. I know that one woman just bought one. She asked me, she said, do I need a canary diamond or this one? I changed the stone. She had a diamond on, just a white diamond. I changed it to a canary, the energy,
right,
and actually brought her down, and then we just turned it right back to the white diamond, and that's what she bought.
Well, that's good.
And, but she loved it, Fred. She really loved that necklace.
Yeah, are you coming out here to see her again or what?
Yeah, I think I'm going to come out and probably in about a month and a half. I'm going to call some people and see if we can get them in, and I'll do massage and energy work, and we'll do a lot of good stuff.
Are you keeping busy back there with your own practice now?
Yeah, I'm doing about 30 people a week now, and I'm getting phone calls from all over the world. You know, so I'm healing people on the phone, and I'm doing a lot of energy work in the house, and the projectors really make a big difference, and oh, my gosh. My Master Crystal, you couldn't, if you paid me for it, I wouldn't sell that Master Crystal now.
That's what I was telling you, you know.
Oh, my God.
We sold some Master Crystals after that seminar, too, you know.
You did sell them. Wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Many left.
Yeah, but they really, really work. It's just a powerful piece of equipment.
Yeah.
And people have been able to feel the heat from the top of the Master Crystal going right into their heart.
Yeah.
And I've actually seen the Master Crystal turn red and actually the energy go right in through the heart and heat up their body. So there's a lot to a Master Crystal. I'm amazed, actually amazed, of how much these Master Crystals do.
Well, a lot of people don't realize the power of them. That's why they were so valuable now, and that's why there aren't any left. But, you know, the few that we scrounge up here and there from the mines that have been stored away in warehouses, we keep dragging through. But pretty soon there won't be any more.
Boy, you know, I'll tell you, I was looking at...
People lose out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, when I was at Dr. Fred's house, he had 500 crystals, he had one crystal. There were just... Absolutely amazing. And the laser show, oh my gosh, people got to see your laser show.
Yeah, it's on YouTube, but you really don't get the...
The impact of it is actually seeing it in person.
That's right.
That was incredible. The energy was just absolutely beautiful. I don't know how many lasers you got, but man, that place was lit up like a Christmas tree.
No, it was. I think we run about... 20.
Wow.
Actually, I had one blow up on me. I have to fix it. That five color job that was putting out the rainbow.
Oh, yes. It was on the right hand side of the room. Yeah, I remember that.
It's going up in the mirror ball. I got to fix that puppy. But, you know, it's laser maintenance. That's an old dog, but I mean, it's so pretty. It's been around 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're running out of time.
Oh, wow.
Believe this crap. I mean, we're out of time. Come on, man. Where'd this hour go? We started a little bit late.
I'm going to be out there in about a month and a half, Fred.
Yeah, get on out here. And
I'll massage you and I'll massage Mikkel. We'll have a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right, Steve, get out of here, man. I'll give your phone number out and tell them about your show, and then they got to kick you
out.
Yeah,
my show is on tomorrow night at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's a Steve Barish Healing Hour. And thank you, Fred. Talk to you later, buddy.
All right, thanks. We've had Steve Barish on, my old sidekick. And I actually like to kick him in the side because he seems to like it. You know, he's abused. You know, he can handle the abuse. But anyway, that was Steve Barish. This has been Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. I hope everybody enjoyed it. I'm having lots of problems with my computer tonight. I can't get everything to work right, but it doesn't matter because we had fun anyway. There it goes. All right, Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. Tomorrow night we'll have a pre-recorded program. It'll be great. And go out and have a quantum field. Talk to you next week.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.